Okay, Pittsburgh, there's one thing I have to make clear. Later in the show, we do our dates. I was unsure of what the status was of my show there. We have added a show. So we're now doing two shows in Pittsburgh. Thursday, April 6th, we added the 10 p.m. show. It goes on sale this Friday, February 10th at 10 a.m. Go to tomsegura.com/tour, and that's where you can get tickets for the added Pittsburgh show Thursday, April 6th. Thank you, Pittsburgh.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Really good work.
Totally amazed.
Really special.
The Taint song.
T-A-I-N-T.
Well, it's T-A-I-N-T.
I really like her.
All right. You ready to open the show?
Yes.
You want the clip that you wanted, or do you want a different one?
You surprised me. I don't know.
Okay. Here we go. Let's open the show.
With me here is Erica Feynman, who is honestly the world's first student body president who identifies as gender non-binary.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
Christina
Pajitsin. Welcome to your mom's house.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So this was on Fusion TV, and this is fantastic.
Yeah.
This first student body president that's non-binary.
I was hoping the president would come out as non-binary.
One of my favorite parts about this non-binary, evolution.
Yeah.
Is when you get to see people talk about it in interviews.
Yeah.
And really when you can really start to appreciate the nonsense that it is. because this person essentially just is like, well, it's just feelings that day.
Yeah, I like to see what the argument is. She looks like a her, and I don't want to presume.
Well, you know what? You should make presumptions.
Which is a mouthful, and maybe some people don't know what that is exactly, but luckily we have you to explain it. So, Erica, tell me a little bit about yourself. What does it mean to be gender non-binary?
For me, it means that I don't really identify as a man or a woman. It's somewhere in the middle, but where in the middle depends on the day.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I understand identifying somewhere in the middle. Okay, I've heard of people, okay. But then how does it change?
Oh, you're find out.
That's the part I don't
some
get.
Some days I, err more towards the feminine side, or I like to present more femininely. But there are other days where I fall more in the middle and a little more on the androgynous side. Like, for example, today men's pants on, but I also have my hair and makeup done.
Do you mean like everybody? Yeah. Everybody in the world?
What do you mean, everybody in the world?
People, men and women, err towards one side or another from a day-to-day.
Oh,
day.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I mean, put more makeup on and a dress one day, and you might feel especially feminine. And then the next day, you might wear a t-shirt and jeans.
But does that mean that I'm identifying more masculine?
Well, on a certain level, you are, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, that means wait a minute. We've just discovered that
oh my God.
I'm non-binary.
You're non-binary.
Oh my God. This whole time I've been so confused.
I think, by the way, I know there's some people listening that are shaking their head. I think you deserve the full mockery of what you're going to get, because this is utter and complete nonsense.
Yeah.
You're not different. Everybody.
Oh boy.
From day to day can feel more feminine or masculine.
I agree. I feel as though throughout my day I switch, but then I don't demand that other people address me by my proper pronoun.
Because you're not an asshole.
Right,
that's why.
Right. That's the problem, is that the demand that the external world match the internal world, that you refer to me as my chosen pronoun.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm a zer now.
Yeah. Yeah. This is great.
So does she go full he?
Who?
It.
That?
They.
They, I don't know. Zim, well, let's zer it up a second.
It's kind of finding a way to exist outside the binary and really have fun with the performative aspects of gender.
The what?
You know what all that is? I learned that as an undergrad in philosophy. Yeah. The performative aspects, these are all fancy words for like what it looks like, is what she's saying. Performative.
Aspects of the binary.
Yeah, it's just academic talk.
I'm going to start saying that in interviews.
The performative.
Yeah,
aspects.
Whenever I do, I'm going to say that I'm really into the
performative aspects of gender. Oh, gender expression. You have to use that phrase.
Performative aspects. I want to make sure I nail it. So hold on. Performative.
With the performative aspects of gender.
Okay. Performative.
That is 100% academic nonsense. Nobody in the real world understands.
Yeah. Performative aspects of gender.
Yeah.
All right, lady.
That's like, I remember in philosophy, they would say like the discursive reasoning, and you're like, huh?
There is no...
What does that mean?
There's no track that gets more bullshit language than philosophy.
Well, yeah, we're pretty good at it. Yeah, definitely. I remember I read a book once on ocular centrism, which meant that because we all see the world through our eyes, that there's a bias towards the eye. For instance, you would say, I see what you're saying, or do you see what I mean? Ocular centrism. And that's somehow a bias that we need to overcome.
Why do we need to discuss that? I tried to read your friend, who's an author and a philosophy teacher, like a page of his book. And I don't understand. I mean, I realize that it's because I don't have the brain, the capacity to understand.
But I don't.
I did not know what the fuck he was talking about.
I don't think it's your brain that's deficient.
Yeah.
I think it's that if you lived in the bubble of academia long enough.
Yeah, that's true.
They all speak the same bullshit language.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what this is, an unfortunate product of the academic, the ivory tower, the system that tells you everything is validated, everything is merited and warranted. And
I think this
is dog shit.
This is a bit of attention too. You know, this is how you're different. But like
yeah.
a forced version of you being different.
Yeah, can
like
I tell
some
you?
Some people are like,
yeah.
I'm from Taiwan.
I agree.
Like, that's interesting. And then she walks in and goes, I'm kind of non-binary.
Yeah, it's an identity.
Like, what? Well, you're from Taiwan. You thought that was cool.
Right.
I'm non-binary.
Or it's like, hey, I'm goth or I'm grunge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or it's like what music used to be. Yeah. Can I tell you why I think it's kind of bullshit? Because on That's Deep, Bro, I put a very sincere call out there asking for a non-binary person to come forward and talk about it on That's Deep, Bro.
Yeah.
I'm really curious. Like,
yeah.
Enlighten me if I'm wrong, if we're off base here, if I'm behind history. And not one person has written to me.
And that's thousands of people.
And a lot of people listen to that show. And every time I put a call out, hey, do you live off the grid? Absolutely. I get like 10 off the gridders.
Yeah.
Or were you in a cult? I got, you know, 8 people who were in cults. So it's like this thing is a little not true. Yeah. You know, it's not ringing true.
But the way that you identify goes way beyond what you wear. Talk to me a little bit about how you feel in your own skin.
I don't think she knows how she feels.
It's not a she.
I'm sorry.
So I definitely did go through quite a bit of depression when I was trying to figure out
right.
who I was and
don't
what that
fucking
meant.
Bum everybody
that
out.
Was something that was really hard to experience, that gender dysphoria and being
gender dysphoria
and having such low self-confidence.
Wait a minute. Gender dysphoria? Is that what I'm going through?
You might be going through it right now.
Oh no.
You might be.
I'm identifying as female, but
You have dysphoria.
I have a dysphoria about this.
When I came to GW and I met people who
See,
used they/them pronouns, something clicked, and I was like, "Wait,
oh, God.
Me too." And you know, that really was so legitimizing, and it made a
legitimizing.
Lot of sense and everything.
Yeah,
legitimizing.
Right.
That's another academic word. Write that one down.
Yeah.
Legitimizing. They love to use that in academia.
So is the thing that clicked for Zim
that's non-binary
that they
too.
Heard they/them pronouns and are like, "Ah, oh, is that what I just?"
I got to get on board.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, that's what they said.
GW and I met people who use they/them pronouns. Something clicked, and I was like, "Wait, me too." And you know.
But don't you think? And this is going to sound really stupid, and I admit it's just because I'm ignorant. Yes,
yeah.
So save the angry emails. But isn't she kind of confused about her sexuality? Even though sexuality and gender are two different things, I understand. Isn't she really just a lesbian? That's like,
wait, how do you know that though?
The gender and sexuality are two different things?
No. How do you know that she's confused about her sexuality? What led you to that?
Just the pants and the sometimes I'm a dude. Like, I'll tell you why, because most lesbians I knew in college kind of look like her.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And maybe the real identity crisis is like, do I want to...
Oh, go between the butthole.
Between the, yeah.
Not the vagina.
Right.
Not the butthole. Cut it in half.
I mean...
Could be right.
Maybe she needs to lick a few vagines and then she'll figure
maybe.
Out her gender identity. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, how are the two not? I don't know.
There should be a lot more snickering amongst her peers, though.
And they're all passively accepting what is fucking total horseshit nonsense. Yeah.
And staring down. You can tell that they're not like, this is great. They're like, I have to accept this bullshit.
That's because if you don't, in the academic world, you're considered a totally irrational.
Yeah. I know. You're a fucking Neanderthal.
Yeah. Dummy. Redneck.
Yeah.
But
of course.
I tell you, there's not been a lot of pushback on us for.
Well, I'll tell you, Gene, I went to.
Steve, bro, no one's pushed back on me making fun of it. So
fucking so dumb. I went to UConn, so I was in academia.
Yeah, and did they ask you what your pronoun was before you took the stage?
No
or?
Pronoun asking.
Uh-oh.
I was very disappointed. I had a great time there.
And you said so. You were very pleased.
I was. See, the thing is, people don't realize when you do colleges and it's students only, it is a bit of you're stepping into the unknown.
Yeah.
Because academia is this. Like, imagine doing stand-up to that crowd I just showed you.
They're very repressed.
Yes.
And it's very oppressive.
And they're very offended, usually, by a lot.
Yeah.
So, and, like, I'm not
the
great, you know, the most offensive dude, but, you know, I'm a club comic. I tour, I perform for adults.
Yeah.
So you always have that moment right before you hit a college stage where you're like, is this going to go downhill immediately?
Well, and I've had situations where they told me beforehand, you can't talk about sex, you can't talk about religion, you can't talk about drug, you can't do alcohol and nothing. So what do we talk about? Baking cookies? Recipes?
Yeah, I know. And it can all be taken the wrong way. Everything could be...
Anything. Anything.
You poke fun at this, and it could be like, boo.
Yeah.
If you get that whole crowd that's super, you know...
Super non-binary.
Yeah. So, anyways, I was really, really happy that it was fun.
That it was fun. And were you able really to do fun. Your normal set, or did you cater it
I did the set that I'm touring with right now.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, that's very good news. Then you'll be adding colleges.
Like, even for a second before a college, you go like, that's an old, you pull them in your brain and you go, I'll have that on deck if I need to do something to get out of this.
Yeah.
I didn't have to do any of it.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. And I did FSU the week before, which was fun, but they did the most preferable way to do colleges, which is half students and then open to the public. So you have an ideal crowd. You have college kids and then adults.
Then they have permission to laugh when the adults laugh at the inappropriate, quote inappropriate.
Exactly. Stuff. So that was really fun. Do you know what happened? I didn't tell you this in Minneapolis.
In where?
Mommy Apple Tits.
Yeah.
In Minneapolis. Tits. So I'm on the tour right now, and there are regular seats and premium seats, and premium seats come with a meet and greet. And for those wondering, why wouldn't you just meet everybody after the show? It's really just because of how much time it would take. So they, do a select number of seats and they go, these people can do a meet and greet. So I've had that in every city. Almost nobody used their meet and greet tickets.
What?
In Minneapolis. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think from what I heard or from what I saw, like people tweeting at me, they didn't know that it was included.
I would guess that they just didn't know they were entitled to.
We had a lot of laughs about it, and everybody was like, nobody wants to meet you.
That's really funny.
So what happened was, and also they accidentally oversold them. So second show Saturday, they go, you have 87 meet and greets. So I was like, whoa. Because normally they try to keep it to 50. I met six people after that show.
Oh my God.
I go, okay. So Minneapolis, just know, I don't know what the confusion was there. Because in every other city, it's been completely fine and normal. New Orleans, Atlanta, Clearwater.
Tampon,
Milwaukee. It worked normal in every city except for Minneapolis.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't informed.
Yeah, but the shows were really fun. And the whole weekend was really fun. I had... A lot of people asking me. Mike Cronin is Bonesnake3 on Twitter, and he killed it. And the first weekend was Carlos Valencia, and he fucking killed it. So, really good time. Really enjoyed those both legs of the tour. And
you've been gone a lot.
Yeah, I know.
A lot.
And it's like a new city every day.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's very tiring for you.
It's exhausting. Yeah.
Yeah. What city would you like the best?
What did I like the best? Oh, it's too hard to say. I mean, all the shows have been fun. Really, there hasn't been like a bummer show. Thank God.
You haven't been to the Southwest yet, have you?
For the decor, I go, but I haven't been for a show yet. No.
Yeah. What are you going to do when you have to go to the Southwest? Will that make you not like it?
I don't know. I'm thinking of getting a bolo tie and, getting the denim button down with the bolo.
Which, that's not bad. The denim's not the bad part, obvi.
Of course. I don't know. Maybe, should I rock that for my Albuquerque if I do Albuquerque?
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's neat. Your dad called the other day and he was taking a shit as we were FaceTiming him.
Yeah. He didn't hang up, did he?
No. With LJ.
He was also, by the way, taking a public shit. Yeah, that wasn't at home.
I didn't know that.
He's like, I take shits here all the time. And he just kept talking. And he didn't. And I'm like, do you want to hang? And he's like, check this out. And he's like leaning and wiping. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because we were on the way to the mall, which has become our favorite new thing to do. And you were talking about how your dad is so good at being married, that he's the personality type that... It's a really good fit for him.
He loves marriage. We were talking about, like, what would happen if one of my parents died first? Yeah. And I think my dad might talk more of a game of like, you know, oh, I would meet people and date and stuff, but
no.
Also, we pointed out that much like you remind me, there's no woman that could tolerate.
No, you're disgusting.
At this point.
Now, your dad, because your dad probably would date a few people just to break that post-marriage nut off, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's been 40 years with the same woman
or
whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
So he'll probably do that. But I just see him as a creature of habit.
Yeah.
Like he wants to have the everyday comfort that marriage is, like a warm meal, clean bed.
It's so weird. It's funny when you talk to people whose parents have been together this long, you can't even picture anything. Like I would have tried to picture it. I can't even wrap my head around it.
Him being dating or just being alone?
Just no date. Like how he would function with another person, you know, because also at you get to these later ages in life, you go, just everyone's so particular and they have their, you know, their routines that I don't know how.
Yeah. He might try to recreate what he had with your mom.
I think that's what everybody would do.
Yeah.
You know, and he'd be like, "Did you make my coffee, baby?"
He's like,
some lady be like, "What?"
Yeah. Yeah, because they have their little rituals, little routines that they have their good night stuff, I know.
Oh, yeah.
She rubs his back or something at night thing, yeah. And that's what they
turn
do.
The lights, babe. Like, hits the lights at like 9. She's like, "Can I read my iPad?" He's like, "That lights kind of bother me from that too." She's like, "I have to sit in the dark."
Yeah.
That's why I love.
That's how you and I are though. Cause it's lights out for me at 9:30.
Yeah.
And then you're watching the movie full volume.
Oh my God.
And then I go, "You gotta turn it down."
Your ears. You're like, "It's loud." You always have, it goes down, down, down. I had it on volume 8 the other night, and you go, "Can you turn it down a little bit?"
Well, because you're watching violent stuff. It's always explosions and guns and rape and murder.
Turn it down for me, please. So we go to, we have our routine now.
Yeah.
We've joined this new country club called The Mall, and we go all the time.
All the time. Now, before we had a kid, you and I would do the Crate and Barrel weekend trip, and that was a big part of our day.
That was real exciting.
Yeah. We got to...
But it was always just like window shopping.
And mostly...
That would be... Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
Look at the strawberry huller. And aren't those glasses nice?
Yeah.
And we would just kind of dream about owning all the stuff at Crate and Barrel.
And we still don't have it.
No. And then we had a kid, and now when you have a toddler, you got to take that kid out every day.
Yeah. So
you can't stay home.
For those of you that don't know, it's been raining in Los Angeles for like 6 weeks straight also. So we used to do, I mean, we still
You can
do.
Hear them all crying.
We'd go to the,
everybody's crying who's covered in snow right now.
No, but I mean, it's...
This is
not at all normal.
Not for us.
It's been raining nonstop. It's like the Northwest.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes we go to the park. But anyways, with this weather... We started going to the mall.
Every day, I feel like we joined
the mall. We joined the club.
Well, now, because we used to park in front of Nordstrom, and that was our jam. We have that entrance. We know where to go.
Okay, Midwest mom. That was our jam. You know, I really enjoy it. It's my jam.
You've been saying that too lately, that I became a Midwestern mom.
You have like such mom lingo.
I did. I'm way cool. I'm the coolest mom there is.
Jesus.
I'm a cool mom.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed that I've been saying, I say awesome, and I give a thumbs up to stuff, which is that's super lame.
Oh, my God.
But if I say awesome sauce, I know that's the death of me.
You've said that's my jam a lot.
But that is my jam, but I've been saying that since the 90s. I feel like that is my jam.
Okay.
Anyways,
here's the thing about having the mall membership that you have. You do kind of feel like you joined a club, because here's why would somebody, okay, you join a club for a few reasons. If you were to join a country club, right? First, you have somewhere to go, right? Check that box.
Every day.
It's nice. In other words,
it's clean.
It's clean and it's
warm in there.
Nice to look at.
Yeah.
Check that box.
Yeah.
They have food options.
Yeah. Check they have a cheesecake factory. We started parking near the Cheesecake Factory. Mm-hmm. There's a place inside of Nordstrom, that cafe we like, that.
You want to feel special? Indulge in something? Check that box.
Mrs. Fields.
Absolutely. And so it becomes a routine. You go, "That's where I'm going today." And we spend our hour. The thing is, too, Little Jeans, He likes continuous movement in the stroller. So that's the other thing is you have you have miles of you know, real estate to walk in.
Yeah. Indoor walking, especially when it's raining outside. He likes that. That'll chill him out. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you can't go to the park, you got to do something with that kid. He can't stay indoors all day.
And you're also...
can't stay in the house, rather.
This other thing you've been doing a lot lately is really price checking. And like,
well, because we've been hanging out at the mall all the time, and now you start buying more things that you don't need.
There you go. There's
mom. You don't need it.
There's mom. She goes,
how much stuff do you need?
So I go, I'm going to buy a pair of sunglasses. She's like, you already have a pair of sunglasses?
I don't talk like that. I do. I don't talk like
that. I want another pair.
You sure about that? How much are they?
And I go, I don't know. $200.
$200? Want sunglasses?
You know, we could do it with that $200. I went to Rite Aid and I got 12 pairs for $200. You want me to show you?
No, I just want to get these.
You want to talk about it first? Make sure it's not too much money.
Babe, that's a lot of money for sunglasses. Are you crazy?
And I'm like, I sold out 9 shows. I want to get my sunglasses.
You think it's so much the $200?
There it is. Perfect impression of you.
That's not how I talk.
You're pretty
but
much
the
is.
Other day, you wanted to buy fancy glasses, but LJ was having a meltdown. And I said, we'll hold off.
Of course.
Let's
left.
Come back tomorrow.
We came back to the country club.
That's
the
all
next
I'm
day.
Saying. Yeah, we're going to be there tomorrow. You can pick out your shit later.
It's expensive.
It's you.
It is expensive. $200 for sunglasses?
Please.
It's ridiculous.
Please.
Who does that?
Barely. Expensive. Barely.
That's a lot for plastic. And that Luxottica, we've seen the documentary, Tom.
Do you want to see what your coat cost?
No. No, I
got
don't.
You a nice present. By the way, I got you a nice just because present.
I know, but what did I tell you? Take it back. I get very guilty and I don't like it and I get really weird about it.
No, you shouldn't.
You know that I don't accept gifts or love or kindness very easily.
Oh my God.
That's why Fifa and I are buddies. We're both shelter dogs.
Well, yeah,
we're both, you know, we always think that this is our last meal.
I got you a nice coat though, didn't I?
You did. Thank you.
You love it.
I love it. It's beautiful. It's a life piece.
It's a life coat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, he goes, this is one for your collection. This is a piece for your collection. I go, okay. The rest is the Gap. This is my Gap collection.
No, you're funny. Because you definitely are like that, though. Since we started dating.
Yeah.
You've been like, I got this TV in 89. I'm like, you think you should get a new one? No, it still works. You just turn the knob and then you just got to move the ears and you can watch anything.
You know, it is that communist upbringing, though, because I wasn't raised that way. The American way, you just buy stuff like...
Yeah.
I just held on to shit my whole life.
No, I know. It's just upbringing.
It's communist.
Yeah. I know. You get in the bread line.
Yeah.
Hope it all works out.
Hope you get a banana.
Yeah.
Maybe one orange this month.
Yeah.
Of course, man. But here's the thing. When the nuclear holocaust comes, guess who's going to fucking survive that shit?
Because of
my communist upbringing. I'm bred for tragedy. I'm bred for the emergency stuff. I'm telling you.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hardmints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All this talk's got me too excited. I gotta dial it down to something.
Hello, my name is Alan Gonzalez, and I'm the radiation specialist here at Berkeley Nucleonics. No. Today, we're very excited to introduce one of our latest innovations here at Berkeley Nucleonics, our SAM Mobile 150. Here at Berkeley Nucleonics, we offer a wide array of instruments, anything from pagers to handheld survey meters to portable isotope identifiers.
To what?
Now,
bananafiers.
A new vehicle-mounted radiation system. The SAM Mobile 150 comes standard.
It's a new boring video.
With a large sodium detector. If you do require a neutron, we offer two options.
Okay.
Helium-3 and a solid-state neutron detector.
And
for that added sensitivity, you can also attach four large volumes.
He can't believe how boring he is. He's stammering.
He's so smart. Now, isn't that crazy? Just to even consider how smart this guy is.
Oh my God.
I mean, this guy's capacity to process the information about this product is so beyond. This is really a brain thing.
Oh my God.
About, like, you know.
Yeah, no. This is an intelligence level crap.
Holy shit, this guy's smart. Yeah. I mean, he's boring as a box of fucking rocks, but my God.
Now, do you think if Anthony Hopkins got this dialogue, got the text, that he could make this exciting?
Yeah, I think he could.
You think he could?
I think Anthony Hopkins can make anything exciting.
He really can.
He was so great in turd of a fucking movie.
Yeah. So social?
Solace. I think it's called Solace.
The SAM Mobile 150 utilizes our state-of-the-art app, PeakGo. With PeakGo's new algorithm, you can easily detect radiation, identify it, determine whether it's special nuclear material, industrial, or even medical.
Yeah. How much money do you think he's going to make, this guy?
Event, attach a photo,
how much money
create a video,
to build that room?
And send it back to your reach back. It's
your
very
reach
easy
back.
To use.
Jack reach around.
He saw the movie.
We saw that movie a couple weeks ago.
Jack Reacher reach back?
We've seen nothing but turds. You've been watching shit.
I know. Well, the problem is we don't have much time. We have to like choose quickly, but there's not a lot of good options on the movies.
We saw in Fartno.
Netflix or iTunes.
And I know, it's such a fucking bummer, man.
Yeah.
We saw in Fartno, which is the same guy that did Da Vinci Code, Dan Brown.
Da Vinci Load.
The Da Vinci Load is, you know, it was a really popular book. It sold, I don't know, 100 million copies.
You read it. You liked that book.
I thought that book is a fun read. Here's what it is. It is like perfectly accessible
foofy
mystery thriller type. And it has like enough interesting bits. And he writes everything cliffhanger. You know, it's a writing style, but the end of every chapter, you would go, I got to read the next chapter.
So I feel about Harry Potter.
Yeah, so
it's so good.
There's just a style to that, right? It's the way that he writes. And just a fun read, really captivating. That movie was fucking dog shit.
The Da Vinci Load or
The Da Vinci
Inferno.
Load was dog shit.
Did they find the load at the end of the movie?
And the end of the movie, what it is Da Vinci's great-great-great-great-grandson comes all over Tom Hanks' face, and he goes, that's what my great-great-great-great-granddad wanted to tell you.
And that's the meaning of the Da Vinci Load.
Da Vinci Load. Now,
wow.
That movie, I cannot believe, performed that well at the box office, because it is a fucking pile of shit next to that book. Then they had Angels and Come Demons, and then Infartno came out. And
did you see Angels and Come Demons?
I think I did.
Was that good?
No.
It was Audrey Tautou in it, because she
probably
was in the first one, and I really like Audrey Tautou.
I don't think she was probably in the second one.
Oh.
But Infartno is like, it's more of the same. It's kind of casual. Like, it's something you can just kill time with, right? Watching.
That's what we were, but that's what we look for. At the end of the day, we were hanging out with Baby Jean's old, you know, you're tired. Mm-hmm. You don't want to focus. So that's why we've been picking these kind of dopey movies.
Yeah.
And so in Fart No, I fell asleep about 20 minutes into it.
Yeah.
And it was no good, you're saying.
It's all right. It's not that bad. I mean, it's not, it's big budget, you know, they have good actors. That goes a long way, as we've noticed that.
Holy fuck.
Dog shit actors.
Yeah.
It's tough to sit through some of these fucking
movies. Well, we rented Solace with Anthony Hopkins, who is the G-O-D of acting. That guy's
so good.
Amazed.
Yeah.
But they cast these supporting actors that were just not great. They did not carry their weight.
The big thing that stood out about Jack Reacher Round 2.
Reach
all the way back. Is that the whole supporting cast were like...
Turds.
Like fucking local... you know, 101 actors. They were just like, not good. And all these guys, the supporting actors in Solace were terrible.
Terrible. Plus the chick that's supposed to be the cop, she was super blonde and hot, and her clothes were too tight. Like she wore like the button down, but it was so tight and her pants were so tight. I was like, oh, so distracting.
Everybody in that movie had to think that this was going to be a big hit. I think about that.
Well, it should have been. The script was good, I would say.
Supernatural thriller, yeah. And the director, though.
That's what ruined it.
I think he ruined the movie.
I think so, too.
I think he
put his cum in the shots.
That guy tried to do too much.
And you know what I really hate is the shaky cam.
Yeah.
Where they make it like, oh, it's so action-y, I can't be still.
Just, it's a floating camera in that room. And it's like bouncing behind a couch up and down. So the couch comes into frame.
Oh, I hate it.
Sometimes.
I hate it.
But then he would cut to from that to another camera that's clearly on sticks, just picking up the side, the profile. And you're like, you're not even being consistent about that. It's annoying.
I remember there was one scene between Anthony Hopkins and the other guy, the supporting actor. And half the fucking frame is the couch.
Yeah.
The cushion. Half the fucking shot.
If you want to see a bad movie,
God damn
rent
it.
Solace. That's what it's called, right?
Solace.
Solace?
Yeah.
Let's see. Solace. Yeah.
But I like the idea of it. I like the paranormal I like that he's an intuitive and he can solve crimes with using his psychic powers. I like that kind of stuff, you know, but.
Yeah.
It's not good. So fucking lame.
It's not a good movie. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he's the guy that started Jeffrey Dean Sausages.
Really?
He's the guy that plays the actor. I think
it's Jimmy Dean, babe.
Oh, no.
Jeffrey Dean Sausages.
Yeah.
That's the Whole Foods brand.
Yeah, that's Jeffrey
the
Dean
organic.
Sausages.
Yeah.
he has all the sausages and he gives them away.
That's neat.
Premise of it.
Oh, it's a non-profit sausage organization.
Yeah.
And the chick is, I mean, she's lovely to look. She's very pretty, but it was so like, bitch, you ain't no cop. Not like the cops I've seen in L.A.
Yeah.
And he was too. He didn't look like a cop either. That's weird. And I fell asleep through that one too.
Yeah, this was, oh man.
And then we were so desperate that we even considered a Vin Diesel movie. And it had a 13% Rotten Tomatoes. 13% approval rating or whatever.
So.
And I thought, well, this has to be the dumbest thing ever.
It looked too dumb. Here's a clip.
The Sam Mobile 150 can adapt to a wide array of applications, whether it be a sporting event or even a large radiation spill. The Sam Mobile 150 will fit in your vehicle, in your boat, or even in a helicopter for large surveying areas.
I don't understand why.
There you go. That was super boring. Thank you for sending that in. That's the super boring Sam Mobile. Pretty
easy to repurpose. That poor guy that had to do this thing.
I know. Do you realize that's the best, most outgoing speaker in that department? That guy.
Who's the extrovert?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That remember how fucking Witch Hunter, is that what it was called?
So Witch Hunter, that's the Vin Diesel movie. And I thought, you know, I've never watched a Vin Diesel movie. I may as well give it a try. He can't be that bad. He's in everything.
Oh, yeah. It's called The Last Witch Hunter.
What on earth are they fighting here?
And I like witches.
That's not it.
I like witches. I can tolerate Vin Diesel if it's a good enough movie.
Sure.
I like that movie with The Rock, the one where the big earthquake happens.
Of San Andreas?
Yeah, I saw that in the theater. I laughed so hard. It was really funny, yeah.
I've been reading the history of your life.
Michael Caine to do this?
Oh, yeah, Michael Caine's in this. Yeah.
And I've written my fair share of it.
This thing has 10 million views.
But your story has no end.
So ridiculous. Vin Diesel's absurd.
He is.
You are the greatest soldier of the Axe and Cross.
But see, I'm into it so far, okay.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm on board.
And the next.
Supernatural, I like that.
Well, hello, witch hunter. Here's what you don't understand. What you can never understand.
This is already lost to me.
Now I want to see it.
You will
really?
Be hunted.
You will be hunted. Get it? There's witches and then there's hunters and he's the witch hunter.
No, I understand that part.
Yeah.
This is a shorter trailer than we saw.
Yeah.
The problem is they gave us too much movie.
Yeah.
And that's when you can see what a turd it is.
Yeah.
If you trim down your shit trailer, it could be a decent trailer. That's
true,
what happened
true,
here.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw a different one.
What else did we see? We saw Infarto. We saw Solace.
Yeah.
We saw one more.
One other turd?
Yeah. Didn't you write it down?
No.
I thought you wrote it down.
Let me see. Infarto, Vin Diesel, Solace.
Oh, I thought there was one more that we saw.
No. No, that's it, buddy. Mm. Infarto. Sorry, Foof.
Yeah, Infarto's not that bad. Solace.
We watched that Khloe Kardashian show a while back.
Yeah, honestly, that was better than everything we just talked about.
I think you're right. I'm not a huge Kardashian fan, but that show Revenge Body we watched was okay. It's like people getting into shape to get revenge on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, they discover that they should just do it for themselves.
Yeah,
that's
a great concept.
Yeah, I like it. We don't have a series to get into. That's the problem.
I know. And there's actually too many out. That's the other thing. It's overwhelming. I feel like every time I go on Netflix now, I see 25 original series. And I'm like, what? How do they...
I don't know how they're cranking them out. And the thing is, there's like super good quality shit on Netflix, and then there's like totally rando D-movie, Lifetime movie of the week stuff on there, where you're like, wait, who's quality controlling this shit?
I know.
There's some weird stuff on there, and then there's like great stuff.
Speaking of that show, the one that Khloe did, it kind of reminds me of the fat battle that I had with Bart. And I've extended the fat shaming to our president. So just like so many of you fat shamed myself and Bernd Kreisler,
he is fat.
Yeah. And it worked though, because we both got motivated.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to extend the same favor to our medically obese president of the United States. But I'm doing something really nice. I am donating all of my profit on the Trump is Fat shirts to charity.
Very nice.
The Starlight Foundation. So,
oh, wonderful.
There it is. Trump is fat.
He is very fat, and his suits don't fit him well.
Yeah. He's doing something. It's a fat guy move. I know all the fat guy moves.
Yeah.
You know, dark suits, big cut. It tries to obscure your pear shape.
Yeah, yeah.
He needs to
tailor a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, and he can afford it. He's just he's trying to act like he's got his, you know, his skinny jeans on.
Yeah.
But he really just needs to drop some weight. He's medically obese.
He is very fat, and for the sake of the country, he should be losing weight.
That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Big old fatty. Mm-hmm. So get one and you'll
Where
see.
Where can they get one?
You just go to TomSegura.com, click on the store, and you'll see the, I'll make a big thing when we've sold, get done selling them, we're going to donate the proceeds.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I'm doing the Starlight Foundation. It's a charity for terminally ill children.
Aww.
That's pretty good.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This was surprising to me. I didn't expect the president to come out with this, but he did.
Good afternoon, America. Like I told you, let's get straight to the point.
Yes.
I told you I was bringing the jobs back to America.
Yes, sir.
As you can see, go to your local sewer and water department.
Yes.
And put in for these jobs, because I am bringing the jobs back to America. As you can see, America, I'm in this shit with you. As you can see, the work have already begun. We're going around to every neighborhood,
yep,
putting in new PVC pipes. We will have new PVC pipes.
Where?
In your neighborhood. So, America, go follow Lil Trump nannies, and I guarantee you, we got a whole lot of more shit to come.
There you go.
That's Lil Trump.
Lil Trump 90s. I didn't know that's what he was saying.
Lil Trump 90s?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's his handle.
Oh, okay. On Twitter or just... Just
on Instagram.
In life. Oh, on Instagram.
I mean, when because he goes,
ay-yi-yi.
Lil Trump, nannies. That's how it kind of how he says
yeah.
it. And I didn't know that he was actually saying Lil Trump 90s.
And that's, is,
yeah.
And it's LILTRUMP 90 apostrophe S on Instagram.
I think it's, okay. No, I think it's, like, here, I'll tell you. It's Lil Trump. I don't think it's an apostrophe S.
Is it L-I apostrophe L for Lil? Lil?
It's no, it's it's LILTRUMP just 90S.
Oh, 90S. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean that's what I've been able to pick up.
If you
want to
support Lil Trump 90s, he's on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Good afternoon, America.
There it
there is.
Say hello to my two little friends.
Hi.
Just brought in from Russia. These are Russian piranhas. The Russian jewel for snitches and spies. And I told my friends over there
uh-huh.
that we got some shit we need to use them for.
Yep.
Thanks to my friend Tommy Comedy and Jared the People Champion, they once told me, don't get your hands too close to the top when you feed them, because they can take the skin right off your finger in less than a couple of seconds. America, I need you to go to look at them. They scare me every time they move. America, I need you to go to Lil Trump Nannies
yeah.
and give me some names for them.
Okay.
Because I don't know what to name
them. Oh, look.
I was thinking about the smaller one in here to name him Big Soldier. But I don't know.
It seems to be off theme.
America, go to Lil Trump Nannies and give me some names.
I see that. We've already infiltrated Lil Trump 90s.
Good afternoon, America.
Yeah, fat Bert, skinny Tom.
Say hello to my two little
friends. Bert is fat and Bert Chrysler.
Jack from Russia.
All right.
His wig is right on, though.
His wig is phenomenal.
His outfit's just totally right.
You have to go look just so you can get it. If you have only heard this guy, you definitely have to get a look.
You
got to
see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole joke is the look. He looks fantastic.
What joke?
Trump. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Ah.
Lil Trump 90s.
Lil Trump.
Yeah.
Lil Trump.
He's doing his thing and stuff like that.
Lil Trump 90s.
Why the 90s, I wonder.
I have no idea why anything is happening with this man. We're building a wall. We're going to keep the motherfuckers out.
Motherfuckers out.
I don't know.
Keep the motherfuckers out.
Yeah. So this was submitted as a vocal fry clip. You know, we've always, you know, participated in highlighting severe vocal fry. Where's one of our great vocal fry guys is, of course...
oh, my God. Yeah.
Steven Seagal.
And also the guy from The Swinger Show, or that
is,
non-binary
his
guy.
Is so incredible. That's... what is that show again? The Poly Bi Show?
That's polyamory.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm living with... Two girls.
That guy's. This is the most vocal fry I've ever heard in a man,
guy,
or actually maybe in a human. I don't think I've actually heard a woman this level.
Megan and I have been together for nearly 3 years.
Wow.
She's a beautiful girl who I'm very much in love with, and I have a lot in common with.
I can't wait to get home and jump in the pool.
That guy, by the way, is basically a murderer without a weapon. He is a world-class Muay Thai fighter, champion in I forget what category. But that dude, that's the funny thing. You hear this voice and you're like, fuck this dude. And that dude would kill you.
Yeah, that's the interesting part is that he's not a sissy. This guy can murder
the opposite.
You.
Yeah. The opposite. Savage.
Let's go in the pool.
Now, how about this guy? This guy has a distinct voice, too. What do you think?
Where is he? The pool.
Thoughts wanting to control them.
Babe.
To, I don't know how to put it, possess them permanently.
And that's why you killed them.
Right.
Right.
Who is that, babe?
Well, it's your favorite, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Not my favorite.
Which one's your favorite?
I don't have a favorite.
He's got those cool sunglasses. I mean, the cool glasses you like.
He did have really cool glasses.
He's got cool hair, cool glasses.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really cool.
Old guy. Jeffy Dahmer.
Yeah. I want to say I was living there when they got him.
And where?
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I lived there when they got him. Was it 93?
God, he's...
And as my obsession grew...
there you go.
I was saving body parts such as skulls and skeletons.
Wow, he really fessed up to that.
Yeah.
You seldom hear them really fess up to it, so he must be proud of it.
I don't know.
They don't ever admit.
Sometimes.
I mean, at least in all the shows you forced me to watch.
I don't force you to
watch. All the killers go, well, I didn't really do that. Or they'll admit to like one or two things. Yeah, I killed my mom, but...
This was one sadistic motherfucker.
Yes, I know.
It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. When you depersonalize another person and view them as just an object for pleasure instead of a living, breathing human being, it seems to make it easier to... do things you shouldn't do.
Okay, what part of this was funny for
you? The vocal fry. I was just pointing out the vocal fry.
Okay, next clip. Thanks. It's nice. We figured out Jeffrey Dahmer has vocal fry. I'm so happy.
Should we?
Let's highlight this guy more, can we?
No, he's a horrible person.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
When did he die?
Oh, a number of years ago. He was beat to death in prison.
Oh, good.
Yeah, another
excellent.
Prisoner. Beat him with a broomstick to death.
Good.
That's a vicious beating.
Sure is. Well, some of the stuff he did was pretty vicious too, right?
Yeah, that's a yeah, it says here, Jimmy Dean sausage, Jeffrey Dean Morgan sausages are
Jeffrey
delicious.
Dean Morgan. And then Morgan Stanley sausages too.
Yeah, Morgan Stanley sausage. He was killed in 94.
Oh, it's been a long
time ago. Yeah.
Were you sad that day when you found out?
Fuck no. That guy was horrible, man. Let's see. Just so I can remember. Oh, he was arrested in 91. Okay.
Fief is sleeping in my arms.
Yeah.
He's such an angel.
But the trial maybe happened then? Later? Let's see. Trial began in 92, January 92. Okay. Was ruled to be sane, not suffering from mental illness. I don't know if I'd agree with that.
No, I'd say he's suffering from mental illness. Now, Fief is so cute. Look how he's sleeping on me right now.
It's really
this whole time.
I know.
He is the kissiest person in this house.
Yeah. Really cute.
I'd say, actually, Bitsy's kissier than Fief. Like, she demands the kisses.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, she rams her head into me, and she's like, pet me, pet me, pet me, pet me.
Pet me, pet me,
Fief does that, too.
By the way, no, just so I'm clear, I was there in that year.
Oh, that's too bad you missed each other.
I was a little young for him, I think. I moved there in seventh grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you guys could have been BFFs.
Could have.
Could have gone to the mall with him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you think Fief misses you?
He loves me.
He loves you.
He's super kissy. You, however, not very kissy.
Why do you say that?
Well, I just say lately that I've been kissier towards you. Like, I demand the pets and the kisses. Like, I'm sweeter to you. And then you're just kind of like... You're kind of an alone dog. Like, you kind of look out the window like,
I would say if we were doing a rundown of the house.
Of who's the kissiest?
Yeah, we include everybody.
Go ahead.
Okay. So we'll say most kissy at the top. That would be Bitsy.
She's the kissiest, yeah.
Second most would probably be Fifo.
Yeah.
But he's a distant second in a way. Because she's
distant?
Well, to her, she's so affectionate.
She's so sweet.
All the
she
time.
Really does demand the pets and the love.
That's all she wants.
Yeah.
That's all she wants.
Yeah.
Then
that's
me.
All she wants.
Then
no.
Then
you're not kissy at all. You're anti-kissy. You're Jeffrey Dahmer kissy. You're not kissy.
Here. I'll tell you who's the least kissy. He's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Little jeans.
Yeah, he is. LJ does not.
I mean,
he tolerates the
kisses.
Yeah,
he comes up to you. Sometimes if he's tired, he'll let you squeeze him, kiss him. But most of the time, he's like, fuck out of here.
Fuck out. I got to walk. I got some shit to do. Is that normal that our son just like doesn't want the kisses?
Fuck you.
Yeah.
And he says that. That's his first word.
That's so weird.
Fuck you. And you're like, wow.
Fuck out of here, assholes.
Yeah. He's speaking Spanish, man.
Yeah, he is. No, I think it's normal, right? The toddlers that age, they're just like, meh.
Yeah.
They don't know yet that
he doesn't know what
kissies are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not as affectionate as I am. I'm the affection champ, definitely.
Yeah, I'll let you take that one. Finally.
Wow.
Barely.
See? That's what I'm saying. You're just not like
not
kissy.
You're making me sound cold.
You're cold fish.
No, I'm not.
Ugh, it's like being married to a cold fish.
Get out of here.
You're so not kissy.
That's not true at all. That is not true.
Oh, thief.
This is an amazing drive-through.
Oh, I'm excited
order
for this
one. Oh, by the way, thanks to everybody that got the Hey Mommy Thanks Jeans shirt. We appreciate your support, and a lot of people ordered them.
My ass is numb.
It's really fun to, come up with these and see what people respond to. And it's a very, very, very high quality shirt. So I think you'll all be happy with
that. That's a good one. That one really was a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Hi, Mommy. Thanks, Jeans. I had no idea
that
it would take off the way it has. It
no
started as something you and I just did as a joke for years.
It was super fun.
We never thought to share it with the listeners until recently.
I know.
Which is so funny.
So funny. Anyways, check out with this guy. He orders at a drive-thru as my dad.
Oh,
hello, how are you?
Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog. Can I get a steak chalupa supreme?
Just the chalupa, or you want to do the combo?
Just the chalupa. Can I, I love to laugh. Can I tell you a joke?
Sure, go ahead.
How do you know that a fax was sent by a blonde?
How do you know what?
That a fax was sent by a blonde.
I don't know. How do you know?
It's got a stamp on it.
Wow.
Can you believe it? Dumb broad. I love to laugh. I'm sorry. I just love to laugh.
Okay, this is Saint Chalupa?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Bye, buddy. Love you.
That is...
Wow.
When you talk about creative to the... umpteenth level.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Massive.
That was fantastic.
That was amazing.
I cannot get over
it. I love to laugh. He does say it all the time.
Fuck.
I love to laugh.
His whole
buddy.
Thing about his jokes, like all of them, he's just like, I love to have a good time, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does, though. Your dad is seldom in a sullen mood.
That's true.
I would say he's the personality champ.
Really?
He's got this breath is just
breath
so
is kicking,
unreal.
Huh? Yeah.
God damn, thief. Brush your teeth. It's so bad. It smells like a sewer.
You got to get that checked.
Smells like
man.
A fish market.
Yeah, you got to get that checked.
God damn, dude. He just yawned, wafted up to my face.
Tommy, would you marry your dad?
Yeah, there it is.
I asked him, will you ever date your mom?
That is the dumbest conversation between two people I've
Tommy?
Ever heard.
Would you marry your dad?
There you go.
I asked him,
will you ever date your mom? Once in a while, he calls me mom. You know what I mean?
Ugh. It feels so bad.
It's terrible. This is terrible.
I asked him.
Stanima.
Stanima is great.
Yeah. That forever ruins stamina for me. Now I have to
really hard.
Always think about it. Stanima.
Yeah.
Stanima.
I love blonde jokes, by the way. Dumb broad.
Dumb broad.
That's funny.
It's so perfect that he did that. How do you know if you're in front of a Polish firing squad?
the guns are faced at the sky.
Dad, do you not understand how these work? You're not supposed to actually try to answer them.
He always does.
I know.
He tries to guess the answers. Oh my God. He, when I spoke with him the other morning, he goes, "Hey, Christina, how do you like it? The country's being run by all white guys."
Really?
Yeah. He, because he knows I'm super, you know, lefty California.
Yeah.
He thinks we're all crazy. It's so funny.
He tells me all the time, you know, now you know why I'm so crazy about you. You
know, yeah.
You have a son. I go, yes, I understand that. I love you. And I I get it. You get it now. I get it.
He said that to me too. Nah, Christina, not any of Ellis. Do you understand why I just love Tommy so much? It's such a cute little shit. Tommy, he used to say to me, "Daddy, carg me, Daddy."
He used to pick me up in Spanish. I learned that. Yes, Dad.
It's amazing that he's been with a Spanish speaker for 40 years and he doesn't really.
He speaks beautiful Spanish. Is that what you're going to say? He speaks absolutely the most elegant and gorgeous Spanish. It's really moving. Is that what you're going to say? Because that's how I felt.
Cargame, Daddy.
Cargame. I would walk a block and you'd say, cargame.
You know what we have to do is have him speak Spanish for us next time.
That would be really fantastic.
Yeah. We should have him just read some common Spanish phrases.
He'll be like, tango, I'm bright. He says that. Like, baby, tango, I'm bright.
Your dad is so he just hates adapting to any other culture. It's so interesting
that he married
that, and he just hates like the traveling thing.
Yeah,
you know, like he doesn't want to see any other country because like it's inconvenient, right? Is that what it is? Like,
yeah,
he can't watch
all about convenience
movies.
He says
stuff.
That expression a lot.
Yeah,
I'm all about convenience.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get it. But you know what? The older I get, the more I'm like, oh, yeah, why leave? Why leave the country? Forget it.
Yeah.
Why leave the fucking house? Everything's here.
He, I've been like, you know, I don't really want to go to Italy. That's what he said.
Yeah, Italy.
Why don't you want to go to Italy? Yeah, you know, you walk in a museum, see the painting. All right, I saw it. Wow. It's very inspiring to talk to you about this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you see it. All right, I saw it. That's what he said.
I think my dad's the same way, though. Like, he only goes to certain kinds of countries, like the Philippines or Thailand. I mean, for the culture. But, like, he wouldn't go to Europe now for culture either. No. He's over it.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck that shit.
He's the only place he hasn't been that he wants to go. And this is like a stretch, but I think he still considers going is England, specifically
your
London.
Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, my dad would never go. But yeah,
you know, in London, it's like us speak English. Hey. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he likes it because they speak English. Everything's smaller though; it's still Europe.
I know, but my dad's also a history buff.
You know?
So he would love to go
Churchill's bunker and shit like that.
I mean, there's not a World War II show that he has not indulged in the last 40 years. So,
you know,
I think he would enjoy it. Actually,
you know where he might actually enjoy going is Berlin, because it's all Hitler shit.
Krauts, I don't know. I don't speak. I mean, I don't think maybe
the Berlin Wall. You've got Hitler's bunker,
but it's uncomfortable to travel with him because you sense how unhappy he is.
And the food's weird. The ketchup doesn't taste right.
And he's the kind of person, like, he doesn't sit still. He kind of like moves back and forth, you know?
He does.
Change. He puts the left leg that crosses over the right.
Yeah, he does.
And then 30
that.
Seconds later, he moves right to left and then left to right and then right to left. And you go like, are you all right? And he's like, yeah. Like, you've moved a lot in the last few. He's like, yeah, he's getting comfortable. You're like, okay.
He is fidgety, yeah.
I mean, that's a small example, but it's that in everything.
And he goes like this. He goes, he crosses his arms and then he crosses his arms.
He moves the forks and the knife. Like,
yeah. Like, he lines up the forks and the knives.
And readjusts them a bunch. And
And
then you just sense that he's always kind of like, basically like, you ready to go?
Yeah. It's always the next thing. Like, yeah. He's always ready to go on and do the next thing.
But not, see, that's misleading because it makes it sound like he's adventurous. The next thing is, when are you ready to go back to the hotel?
Oh,
He wants to get back to home base.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I understand it, but he's an extreme version of it because, you know, I get that way too, but he's basically like, you leave the hotel and he's like, when do you want to come back here? So, like, travel with him is just, oh my God, really a lot. Yeah.
What does he like to do in the hotel? Like, just, what are we missing when he's gone?
I think it's where he just feels, you know, safe. At ease. Yeah, safe.
Because he lays down, but he still wears his khakis. And
no, he takes them off in a hotel room. So his boxers.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've seen that. Boxers and shirt, socks, and he's got Turner Classic Movies.
Just go through the channels, watch some news. Ready to get something to eat? You go get something to eat. And then, like, as his last bite is in his mouth, and as you might have a few more, he goes, ready to go? And you're like, I'm still eating, though.
Oh, yeah. He's done that a lot.
And you're like, and then he goes, oh, okay. Like, I'm sorry about that. And then you see him, like, just kind of looking around the room, like, how many more minutes you need? And you're like, can we, like, really dial it back here? Can we really just ease into this?
He's got nothing to say. You know, it's not like he's boozing and having a good time. He's all business. He's like, well, let's get in, get out, man.
He's also just bored.
Yeah.
That's what he told me.
He's told me that before, too. Yeah, he doesn't like talking to people. Yeah. He's like, you know, Christina, I don't like talking to many people. People bore me. You know what I mean? Yeah. They bore me. I'm like, thank you for telling me that.
And he's told me things like, I go, you know, my friend was saying blah, blah, blah to you. And he goes, he's boring. I go, can you pretend, though, just for like the sake of, you know, decency and to make somebody feel like they're not boring?
Yeah.
I don't like to do that. He walks away mid-conversation.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him do it at parties. He did it one time at cousin Jeanette's when we were on that boat. The Cincinnati Fort happened. Yeah. It was right before the Cincinnati Fort. We were talking, he and I saw him walk away from countless people.
I think he's in his own head when he does that.
Yeah.
Just super in his head, you know?
Oh, I respect it, by the way. I respect it.
Too. Because I do feel like I'm a version of my father.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But the thing is, usually with those things, we're all a toned down version of it. Like, in other words, he's a 10 and I'm a 5. And since I recognize it because it's in myself, when I see it, it's more enraging to me. You know what I mean? Because I actually do it and I go, that's why it unnerves me, you know?
And you've had it done to you your whole life. So when you do it to somebody else, it's like, oh, I fell into that trap. I fucking did that, man.
I did that, yeah.
Yeah, my dad's pretty callous with people too. I remember when my dad and I were at my mother's apartment cleaning it out when she died. And my mom got my mother's phone rang and it kept ringing. So he picked it up and it was one of her friends, you know? And my dad just goes, he just dead.
God.
Okay, gotta go, bye-bye. And just hung up on this woman who was like, what?
That is brutal, man.
Yeah. She's dead. Oh, how did he die? He goes, I don't know. Okay, bye. And just like hung up on this woman.
You imagine being that person? What?
I know, and I know who it is, and I never called her back. I should have just fucking called her back.
A daughter after her father.
I know, because there's so many other things, you know, cleaning out the place and the will and the thing, and that was like, this is number millionth on the list of shit when somebody dies. Call that one person that called while we were cleaning out the apartment.
We got some ice cold dads in a lot of ways, you know.
Both of us do. Yeah. That's why you and I are so kissy towards our son, and why we're so kissy towards each other, and our lives are different because we know what a bummer it is to be on the other end of that.
Yeah, yeah.
The receiving end of that animal shit.
What's that? All right, buddy. All right, you good? All
right. At least your dad's like entertaining and he can kind of plug in. My dad's just like straight narcissist, you know? Just no one else's needs register ever. No one else exists in his world, just my dad.
Yeah.
Just it's his world. And if you're not catering to it, he's got no interest in you. Just no interest. Even Ellis, he's like, I go, Dad, you want to come over and see Ellis? Ah, maybe in 40 years when he's doing something. He's not doing
He's come by, though.
Like 5 times.
Yeah, and he sees them. He told me, he goes, I can do more in 4 or 5 years.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. He feels like he shouldn't even visit because the kid's not, like, entertaining.
Right, right. I'm using him. Yeah. Speaking of...
Super healthy.
Health.
Yeah.
I started doing pilates.
You did?
Yeah.
You saw my trainer.
I did.
And what's the verdict?
Verdict is that shit's hard, man.
Hard as fuck, huh?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I've done...
Fuck.
I've done cross farts. I've had personal trainers, different ones.
Yeah.
Boxing class. I've done all those. And I got to that thing where I go, I want to, you know, I hear you talking about it. And I go, you know, I've always associated and heard of Pilates as...
Pilates, I believe?
Like a female.
Like a chick thing, workout.
Like a chick workout. But yeah. So you kept talking, I'm going to try it. So I went over to your trainer's place, your studio, and did a workout and fucking kicked my ass.
Brutal, right?
Yeah.
Well, because I'd come home from my workouts with her and I'm like, dude, I did like fucking prison push-ups today. Like, yeah. She'll have you do it on like the side of the bar. Like, just fucking prison do it. And it's hard, dude. My muscles collapse when I'm doing...
It's really a great workout. Here's the thing.
Is oh, my God.
I like variety.
So hard.
In a workout, especially. Yeah. You know, you get
married. It's boring, yeah.
To doing the same thing. It's totally different. And if you've never done it, the focus... I could say, like, if you're focused, if trying to do it, is that its focus is on your core strength.
Yeah.
Which is, for me, definitely my weakest.
It's most people's dog shit part.
It's a good struggle. It's really challenging, but it's holy shit.
I know, bro.
Yeah.
I know. I had bad sciatica since I had Ellis.
Yeah.
And this has helped so much because you strengthen all your core muscles. And it helps your alignment.
It's killer.
Dude, like I'll just walk up the stairs now, like holding Ellis.
Yeah.
And I used to do that like 10 times a day too in our old house. And now I just feel like I can fly up there. It's so much better.
It's all endurance stuff.
Yeah.
Fuck, it blows donkey dicks because you'll do a set of something and you know, you're having like the resistance of these bands and you'll do 25 reps. So when you hit 25, let's say you go like, you know,
Done.
And then
so hard.
She'll be like, now go into that. Not chill and then do that. Like,
no.
Do it immediately.
Yeah.
Like, go back to your resistance. Do this next thing 25 times. And you're like, holy shit. And then there's a third one after that. So the whole, it's just like you're continuously doing it.
Continual.
Yeah. It's a tough workout.
And the thing is, though, with Pilates is that you build your strength fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Like when I first came to her, I never planked in my life ever. I don't fucking plank. Don't make me do. You saw me. I hate it. Now I can do 1 minute like it's nothing. I don't even feel a 1 minute plank. By the end of 2 minutes, I'm like, all right, I'm uncomfortable now. Like I don't like doing this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it happened pretty quickly too. Like your strength gets there quick.
Yeah. Oh, they're doing their
thing. That's my favorite. I love when our dogs play.
Yeah.
It's Bitsy attacking Faith. That's the plan.
Biting his face. He's biting her ears.
That's the cutest thing.
Tail biting. Lots of...
Because she's the kissiest.
Biting. Yeah. She's like, fuck with me. Play with me.
Schnitzel's demands.
Yeah. God. Well, this is nice here. I thought you would enjoy...
Oh, boy.
This is something I think we could actually get into this... The same way we both went to Pilates, we can both get into this together, you know?
Uh-oh.
Everyone has secrets, but some are more complex than others.
It's kind of like an extension of another persona within me that wants to go out and have fun.
So, can you describe what you're seeing?
I don't want to.
Why don't you want to?
It is ghoulish.
Yeah, so these are living dolls.
Oh, boy.
And it appears to be men in full women costumes, but with these... expressionless doll face masks on.
Yeah.
So that, and there's makeup on them.
Yeah.
So it has that something that maybe Dahmer would be into.
Very alive look. It looks terrifying.
Yeah.
It looks very ghoulish and terrifying.
Yeah.
I would say pup play is less ghoulish and terrifying than this living doll crap.
Without a doubt, it is less terrifying. This is extremely...
I like how there's just a gaggle of these horrifying men in these women costumes going out to a bar like it's anything normal. Like it's remotely acceptable.
Yeah, it's
I mean, God damn it. Why do I have to see this shit?
Yeah, it's not okay.
delve into the secret world of female masking.
Oh, Jesus
there
Christ.
There is still a lot of social pressure to conform.
My favorite is, did you see when he tried to force the straw in between his doll lips and he was like...
Well, also, there is not just a face mask
oh,
on.
Oh, boy.
But is this like a... There's yes. a fake bodysuit
yes.
on?
Yes, it's a latex body that he's wearing over his regular body.
And then a bikini on top
And he's
of that.
Skinny. This bitch is skinny. Yeah. So...
Skinny, yeah.
Delve into the secret world of female masking.
Oh, boy.
There is still a lot of social pressure to conform.
Uh-huh. To what?
To what? Wait.
To being a person?
When I dress up and I put this mask on,
oh my God,
very nice. It's like a beautiful woman walking down the street.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
You just scare the fuck out of everybody you see.
All the birds are terrified.
Dude, if you were walking down the street,
oh my God,
and you're just like casually walking down. And you see, let's see.
This fucking nightmare.
That,
oh,
look
my
at you,
God.
You'd think, A, a robbery just took place or was about to take place.
Right.
Or B, you had stepped into your own nightmare because these are absolutely terrifying looks. What? These are expressionless faces that don't move, that have makeup on them. And basically, you're seeing that this is a man's build.
That's a guy wearing a latex.
Fuck,
you're not. Here's the thing: if you want to pass for a woman, then just be a dude who wears makeup. Like, try to feminize. Like, this is just creepy. This isn't even.
What the fuck is going on?
You look like a fake woman, like a
put this mask on
mannequin.
You know, look very nice. It's like a beautiful woman walking down the street.
No, it ain't, bro. I don't know what you see in the mirror.
I don't know what kind of women you've been looking at. They don't look like this.
But he, in his imagination,
I'm a beautiful woman. Yeah.
But their mouths aren't even open. It's like, a beautiful woman.
Beautiful woman walking down the street.
A community of men that want to look like real life dolls.
What do you see when you look in the mirror?
A very exciting female. I just can't believe that that's a 70-year-old man in the mirror.
I do.
Yeah. Have you ever not made a child cry? Would be one of the questions I
asked. No, that's horrifying.
Because that's the first thing I think about now with a 1-year-old.
Yeah.
Is that he would see this and bust out crying immediately.
Need therapy.
Probably inconsolably crying. Yeah, yeah. But.
It's so confusing. It's confusing for adults to look at.
Yeah.
I'm confused. I'm not sure what the allure is here.
Well, it takes you a second, and then you're like, oh, I see what you did. It's fucked up.
I mean, I'd rather see him just, like I said, why the mask? Just try to be it's so upsetting.
It's, yeah.
God, everybody's so upsetting.
I'd rather you be non-binary.
Me too.
Than started to wear these outfits.
Me too.
And masks. Yeah. Tell me that you're fucking androgynous.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Let's argue over your pronoun.
Yeah.
I know. Doesn't this make you miss the non-binary opening clip?
100%. Yeah. Makes me want to crawl under a stall and watch a guy shit. That's what it makes me want to do.
It's like coming out of a dollhouse.
Secrets of the Living Dolls, Monday at 10.
There's a whole series on it?
The best is her. Wait, let me do it.
Yeah, no, it's not a good look.
It's more natural.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a living doll.
Here we go. There's a beautiful woman right there.
Living doll.
Oh.
That's terrifying.
Did we play this at this time?
We didn't play it.
Hey, what you doing, my boy? I'll take you to shit, homie. What you doing? Hey, my boy, I'm taking this shit, dog. What you...
This dude... This kid crawls under a stall.
Yeah.
Into the bathroom. But I'm thinking that that look in his eye is revealing.
He's touched...
I think so.
I think either he's touched or he's on drugs. Like he's tweaking on something and he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
You'd never crawl under a stall
in the men's room.
No, man, that's. I mean, it starts. Look at him.
Oh no,
crawls under there. I actually can't believe how much this kid kept it together
and laughed.
That's taking a shit.
I don't know if I would be able to laugh with someone. I'd be like, dude, I'm shitting.
I got
to
tell you,
bro, I'm shitting.
I think 98% of the population would not be able to view it this way. I know I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. Unless I knew this kid. Like, but let's say that's the kid that's known for being a little special or touched. Right. And like, here comes Ron.
And visually recognizes him. In other words, they're not friends.
Right.
But he sees the kid in school. Because it's probably his school, right?
It's, I'm assuming. Tile looks schoolish.
Yo, what you doing, homie? I'm taking a shit.
I like how he says it. Yeah. I'm taking a shit, homie.
Yeah.
Hey, what you doing, my boy? I'm taking a shit, homie. What you doing? Hey, my boy, I'm taking a shit, dog.
It's kind of scary because at the end, the guy that crawled under the stall is really close to the camera.
Yeah.
He didn't walk that way. He didn't walk towards the door. He walked towards the guy shitting. And then it abruptly stops. So, yeah.
There's so much to the story we don't know.
So much.
If you could just write in and let us know if you're the guy taking a shit. Well, we need to know what happens before and after the shit.
Oh, my God.
I like how he laughs, though. Homie.
Yeah. What you doing, homie? I'm taking a shit. Yeah. He is taking a shit. Can you see the shit? I never.
No.
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 Let's see.
Yeah, he looks either touched or high.
I think he's touched. Yeah. And then, no. He's definitely taking a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Hey, my boy, I'm taking a shit, dog. What you?
And you know what I like, too, is the phrase homeboy. Like, that's such an old school. Yeah. Hey, homeboy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just funny.
Yeah.
It's a good choice of words.
It's great.
Hey, homeboy.
Yeah. Hey, what you doing, homie? I'm taking a shit. He's so right. What are you doing?
I don't know. What's happening in the world?
What would you do if someone did that?
I'd be so alarmed I would not be able to laugh. I'd be like, excuse me, I'm taking a shit.
Yeah.
Hello. Like, I would be frantic, wouldn't you?
So I would. I think I'd be super, like, I'd be super aggressive.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Hey, hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, the fuck? Hey, man, what the fuck are you doing? That's how I would.
Yeah, I would too. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, I'd be like, whoa, dude, yeah.
Hey, the fuck are you doing? I'm taking a shit.
Yeah.
Fucking weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'd probably pinch it off and pull up my pants.
Yeah, probably. You just have a mushy shit between your butt cheeks. I think I would too, man.
Right?
Yeah, because you're so vulnerable.
So vulnerable.
When you're relaxed.
Yeah, you should be anyways.
You have shit coming out of you. Somebody enters that space, a stranger crawls under the stall. It's terrifying, man.
It very boundary stepping. It's very upsetting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that at all.
No, I don't like that. Gosh. I don't like that either.
We ain't retarded around this motherfucker.
Yeah. We ain't retarded around this
motherfucker. Well, and you know, especially when you're in a stall, you think you're safe. That's why you lock it, you know?
Of course.
Look, here's Kissy number one.
Kissy jeans right there. Bitzels.
Like one of the kissiest
dogs ever.
Hi, Schnitz.
I saw this. I don't play that.
Taking a shit, homie.
Taking a shit.
Boy. Oh, you get puppies. Oh, did you?
We have a song submitted. I feel like I should play it on the way out.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Young Patreon. It's called How I Glass.
Oh.
It's by
Just Glass.
Chef. It's by Chef Boy.
Nice. Just Glass.
Oh, we should have done this, right? We didn't do this real quick. What's up with this?
What's up, Waha?
What's up, Waha? I'm in Las Vegas this week, House of Blues, Thursday, the 9th of February. The Full Charge is coming with me. Haven't done Las Vegas in a long time. Oh, it's Sounds Made the Beat. Did I have the wrong song? Oh, yeah, sorry, that's a different thing. This is a Sounds Made the Beat instrumental. Anyways... Thank you, Mr. Sounds Made the Beat, official hit god. So Vegas, then I have some news about some dates. Do you mind if I talk about what happened, James?
Okay, go on.
Here's what's going on. I know details about shows that are 100% going to be gone. If you don't know, I'm going to Long Island, Huntington, next week. Less than 100 tickets left. The next day, Montclair, 200 tickets left. The next day, Atlantic City, about 100. Calgary sold out. Edmonton had 30 tickets left this morning. Vancouver has some singles, so those are essentially sold out. Yeah. Bethlehem, PA, you definitely are not in danger. Then that Foxwoods, Mashantucket, that'll go.
Foxwoods Comedy Club and Casino, well, and Restaurant
the,
and Bar?
The Foxwoods Resort,
the Comedy Club at Foxwoods Restaurant, right. Casino and Bar.
That's how they have you promote it, right?
Yeah.
Wilbur in Boston, the third's going to go. It's going to be in March. If you want to go, you should get it now. There won't be an added one. Royal Oak, first is gone. Second will go soon. Chicago, you have about 200 tickets. That's also in March. I'm not going to add a fourth. So if you want to go, I would get it now. Washington did come at the DC Improv. The original six sold out. The seventh has about 100 left to go. Debating whether to add one to that.
Just quit debating. Put it in.
Put it in there. And Pittsburgh, that one's going to go.
Pittsburgh.
Same consideration is there. Burlington, Vermont's going to go. San Jose sold out. We added one more. The big one is that Portland is going to sell. The first one went. The second one has a few tickets left. It's in April, so I wanted to add, but the next day is Easter, so I thought maybe I would come back in like a month and do an added show then. So that's what I'm thinking of doing. Seattle, you really should get a ticket if you want to go. That one's going to be about 100 tickets left, and it's in April. And then, of course, we're doing the live podcast this Sunday. Very excited. February 12th at the Irvine Improv. The first show sold out, so we added a second show at 9, live podcast. We have Yoshi, the great Yoshi Obayashi, is joining us. That is, it's going to be a totally different show, so we're really excited about that.
That one's close to being sold out, too.
Yeah.
We have one, how many tickets?
Probably like 100.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
There you go.
These are things all have limited tickets left to them, and I just figured I would just straight up tell you that. Jeans, I know you have some stuff to plug.
Yeah. February 17th, I'm headlining the Hollywood Improv. Marilyn Rice Cub will be joining me and some other friends, too. February 18th, Flappers Comedy Club. I'm headlining that one. April 13th through 15th, Brea at the Brea Improv. May 4th and 5th, Fartniks, Arizona, Stand Up Live. May 19th and 20th, New York Shitty at Gotham Comedy Club. I just added Denver, June 1 through 3, Denver Comedy Works Downtown. And then June 16th and 17th, Manfran Disco at the Punchline. Come see me.
There you go. TomSegura.com for my tickets and ThousandRanch.com for Christina's. And we thank you guys for listening, watching, joining us.
Farting.
YourMomsHousePodcast.com. I think that's it, Jeans. Anything else?
No, I love you. Oh, yeah. Amazon. We've added the UK banner on our website, YourMomsHousePodcast.com. You can shop Canada Amazon, UK Amazon, United States Amazon using our banners. Thank you for those that have already done it, and please continue to do so.
There you go. There it is. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you soon. Bye,
Jeans.
Bye,
Jeans.
Yeah. Thousand Ranch, baby. About to put this down. Young Patreon.
Patreon. Put that down.
Young Patreon.
Put that down. Patreon, get in here.
Just slipping along this meadow, man.
We've been slipping along this big, huge meadow.
Just glassing out here every day.
Glass.
I'ma put that moose right on his ass. Ain't you heard? This is how I glass.
Holy cow! Holy cow is right.
Motherfucker, say goodnight. Pull back my string and set my sight. Send my arrow into flight. I got a really bad bite.
He's planning something.
In 20 seconds, I'ma lose my shit. You ever seen a moose go down that quick? Nah, I'm about to marry my dad. What you know about that, boy? Woo! Best dad boner I done ever had.
I'm a self-trained pup trying to sniff my dad. Some smell of his piss, a scent of his ass. A few loads of cum cause you know that I'm bad. Ain't got no time to put that plug in my ass.
You're just like the gays.
When you marry your dad, you got any cum in those balls? Had a double pipe guns to get my overalls. F-A-R-T. Diamonds in the crevice of your pussy. Big and vaginas. Do you know how much money my smile is? I got a really bad bag, got a really bad bite. Call me duct tape by the end of the night. Just slipping along this meadow, Mike.
We've been slipping along this big, huge meadow.
Just glassing out here, every day.
Such glass, such glass, such glass, such glass.
I'ma put that moose right on his ass. Ain't you hurt, this is how I glass. See your dick hang lower than the bowels. Yeah, tell the truth now, yeah. I'm the water champ like a waterfall. Wet a Perrier, I'ma drink it all. Now how you feel about this? Before you hit the shower, get a whiff of your pit. I like my hammock swing alone. Now you can shit in my mouth through the hammock call. Last glass, last glass, last glass. I got a moose. Last glass, last glass, last glass. I got a moose. Last glass, last glass, last glass. I got a moose. Last glass, last glass, last glass. I got a moose.